This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just reviewing the texts that are already coming in on the program, trying to gauge where the audience we call the greatest audience, made up of the most spectacular people, hardworking, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering citizens of the Northern Plains. Welcome to another What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Helen. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Hello, Todd. How are you today?
I am lovely. How are you?
One of our listeners is saying, please update the situation with the North Dakota game at Fish. We did talk with Jeb Williams after the program today. Kevin, can we put that up on a podcast so we can share that?
We could play any of it if you want to replay it.
Yeah, you might want to find the money part. So, bottom line is this: there were not hundreds of deer that were shot. There were like 50. So there wasn't this big ammo purchase, but there was some. And they're basically trying to gauge how widespread the CWD is. What they found was one particular deer that some landowner called and said, "Hey, I got a deer, it's dead and it looks pretty tough." And they came out and it did have. That was the confirmed case we heard about of CWD. So it is under control. Basically, a lot of the concerns about them going into some sporting goods store in Williston and buying thousands of rounds of this and everything else, and it was unfounded. Okay, that didn't happen. They were shooting deer, but not tons of deer. Sounded like 50 or less up there around Williston, and with a purpose in mind, to get a gauge on what it is. They don't have the results back yet, but we're going to have Jeb on soon to answer those questions.
I had Pat Loswick on yesterday afternoon. He pretty much had said the same thing, and I'd played him the Jeb clip. He said, yeah, that pretty much nails it right there. So,
yeah. So there's the update for you that you asked for. So it was true. It's not a rumor. It was true, but it wasn't as big as the rumor said, and there were specific reasons for it. So that's one thing. I hosted last night Chris Berg's program, Point of View. You watch it on KX4, 6:30 at night in the east and 9:30 in the west on West Dakota Fox. And I used pretty much the entire show to talk about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. And I have it on Facebook. Todd, could you share that just so folks can find it on KFIRE's page, too?
Yeah.
There's actually one clip in what I share, and then in the first comment I have the interview with Randy Hotzenbuehler from the North Dakota from the Teddy Roosevelt Medora Foundation, talking about it. I'd love for you to see it. It's one of the things I want to talk about today. Today I feel like one of the reasons I was looking at the text, I feel like, you know, there's 100 things we could talk about. So I'm going to try and use my time wisely today in the program to get through as many of these as we possibly can. Sean Hannity had Donald J. Trump on last night. You seen that interview, Todd? It was really epic. And actually it was more about hearing because the president was on the phone. And Sean's on the set of Fox News, but it was an hour. It was his monologue, and then it was the president for like 45 minutes. They didn't even break for commercials. They threw the format out the window. And hard to believe, but true. So anyway, he covered a lot of ground, and one of the things he talked about was the border. And I have some clips from that I want to play. I'm a little bit worried, folks, honestly. You know that I was recently down at the border. You know I interviewed President Trump at the White House, and something I'm extraordinarily concerned about, number one, is getting the border built, right? Get the border barricade, fence, wall, you know, whatever you call the dang thing these days, because we're trying to be politically correct. Cement wall, racist. Bollard fence, warm and fuzzy. I don't know. Curtain. It's a curtain. We can take it up at any point. Raise the curtain because they don't mean us any harm. Now I don't know. Meanwhile, we're hearing from the border I think it's yesterday, highest day on record. What I've been talking about since I was down there. I mean, they were telling us this. This is a pain point, folks. This is a pain point. We've got to get serious about this. This affects you and I and everybody within the sound of my voice. This is not some faraway thing in Arizona, Texas, California, New Mexico. It's not. So we're going to tackle that today on the program. Another issue that is affecting our state. So I always want to start with things that are impacting us here locally, but honestly, a lot of what happens nationally impacts us locally. But so the library is a North Dakota decision, right? The legislature's got to decide, do we want to spend $50 million from the legacy fund earnings? Legacy fund earnings, very important. Legacy fund, quick refresher, put in place by the voters of North Dakota about 9 years ago now. Why? So the money wouldn't all be spent on the usual stuff. Okay? A legacy fund dedicated for once in a lifetime, legacy projects, one-time infrastructure, you know, things you can leverage, things that are bigger picture. The governor has a pretty good list of things that he suggested for them. I happen to argue they fit perfectly into the bucket of what the legacy fund was designed for. And again, the earnings. They can spend the principal, but only with a supermajority of the legislature, and nobody wants that to happen. So this is off the earnings. Anyway, they'll vote on that soon, and it's an important project. I hope you think long and hard about this. And watch the conversation we had last night, because what I did on television is something I can't do on radio. I can show you that it's not a library. I actually was having a little fun. I said, here's a library, one in Mayville, Minnesota, or Mayville, North Dakota. Here's another one in Bismarck. Did you know they have a stuffed animal sleepover at the Bismarck Library, Todd? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Have you ever participated in that?
I have not.
You sure?
Okay, I haven't that I remember. I mean, maybe I sleepwalked through it or something.
I heard that you were, you know, kind of a big fan. Anyway, so, you know, there's that, which is great.
You just started? Yeah.
I love this about libraries, right? They're doing things for kids. It's a reason to come in there, get a book, learn to read, love to read, all that. I'm not mocking libraries. I even showed my own hometown library in Montevideo, Minnesota, which I went into countless times. Okay? But I said, those are libraries in the sense of what we think of when we hear the word library.
Don't you have an overdue book from that library yet?
I'm sure I do. This project is anything but. I lost my yearbook, by the way, so I want to go back to the Montevideo Library and find my actually 1983 Montevideo Mohawk yearbook. I can hardly wait. So I want to go back there and relive those moments that I can hardly wait. Now, so what I showed last night on television is what a library is. And the first scene I showed was every living president at the time George Herbert Walker Bush was living. He was in a wheelchair, but he came out. President Bush 43 came out. Bill Clinton came out. Jimmy Carter came out, all for the opening of the Bush Library in Dallas, Texas. When's the last time every living president's been to North Dakota, Todd?
Wow. Didn't even tell you.
Never. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not every living president. There's no way. So this is a big deal, okay? And do me a favor, just watch those two segments, and if you think I'm crazy, you can tell me I'm crazy. But I am very ramped up about this. I've been to 7 of the 13 of these presidential libraries, and I showed many of them last night. And there's nothing like it in North Dakota. Randy Hotzenbuehler talked about the increase in bus traffic that would come to this triangle of Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone Park, and our Theodore Roosevelt Library. You have the former CEO of Walmart, who's come to Medora a number of times over the years, wanting to write a big check for this. But they literally are asking, is the state of North Dakota committed to this? Or do you just want people from elsewhere to fund this? Because this is an attraction that will benefit you. So anyway, that's the other local one. The other one is we talked a little bit yesterday about Senate Bill 2344. That is before the legislature. There's a vote in the House today. They had one vote yesterday on an amendment, so it's been amended. We had a landowner from McKenzie County on to talk about it. I just want to talk about not the X's and O's and the particulars of this, but some of the things that I've heard said by opponents of this legislation. Look, there's good people on both sides of this issue. Some people want it, some don't. Some say this will happen, some say that. I get all that. I am to think this makes perfect sense because of what's ahead. There's so many things ahead, and I want the landowner to be protected and have the rules of the game there. I happen to believe if this doesn't happen, you're going to have lawyers on top of lawyers and neighbor on top of neighbor fights. So I don't like that idea. I want the roadmap. I want the certainty for landowners. So I agree with the landowner I talked to yesterday. But to say anybody that's in favor of it, like me, and it hasn't been said about me, but it's being said about legislators that are advocating for this, that somehow they're taking bribes. They're in the pocket of the oil companies. Look, when you go there with an argument against somebody, you've lost already. You're so weak in your own argument that all you can do is come up with a lame, you know, idea that, oh, the only way you think that way is because you're getting money from somebody. It's a bribe. It's a, you know, look, leave it on the third grade playground. That kind of ridiculous talk, questioning the integrity of people. That's beyond the pale. I hope it passes today. It should pass. If you know a House member and you care about it, you better let them know, because there's a lot of pressure on this one for some reasons I don't understand. Because it makes sense. More after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hello, I'm United Soybean Board Director Jared Haggard of Amarillo. And I'd like you to know in 2019, three of North Dakota's four director positions are open for nomination. This is an exciting opportunity for soybean producers to get involved with their industry. All checkoff paying soybean producers in North Dakota are eligible to apply. The farmer directors of USB oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To be considered for the national leadership positions, farmers must complete and return the required nomination paperwork to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by or before 4 p.m. Monday, April 1, 2019. Please visit ndsoybean.org for nomination paperwork or call the office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know, North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. They know that our state is a leading coal producer, yet our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. Connect those two. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal's a big part of North Dakota's success. Jobs, incomes, economic impact, taxes into the state coffers, all of that. But as you can see, there is some insanity that's happening on the national level. Insanity to the tune of $100 trillion. You can't make that up. How much is $100 trillion? That's the economic impact of the Green New Deal. So, and meanwhile, we have affordable, reliable energy, cheap electricity. But you got to fight for it because there are some winds a-blowing, folks. Find out more, the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. I talked to Jason Board the other day from the Lugnut Energy Council. I said, I see all this stuff in social media, this utopian view of climate change. What if there's one argument you think would best bust through all that, what would it be? And he said, I thought very insightfully, he said, the money. Just explain to people what they're proposing, what that would cost, where that comes from, and how that would have to disrupt your life. In other words, you don't get to go decide, well, I need a gallon of milk, I'm going to run to the store. No, 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 I've got to wait for the, you know, the bus to come. I want to go to Hawaii. Well, the train across the ocean isn't quite built. You know, we just got to take some time on that. You can't make it up. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm going to pivot here from local issues about our state here to the national ones. If we've covered all, I guess I have an email here that is on this topic, the library. Scott, thank you for a great show last night on POV. Well, thank you for watching. You changed my mind, says Linda. So now I agree with you. Now, that's about the highest compliment I could get about a program, because I appreciate that very much. Fake news has not covered this real well, folks. And, you know, some legislators that just don't like it have contributed to that. But there's a lot of fake news on this. 50 million for a library. Well, you know, it's not reported on correctly. People don't understand it's not a library. It's not a library.
See every day where a woman says that a man changed her mind either. I mean,
good point, Todd. Yeah, very good point on your part. Wow. Thank you, Linda. She goes on to say, I also had the Norwegian salmon dinner last Friday night at the Sons of Norway. What a delightful evening. Food was fantastic, and so was the entertainment. Well, wonderful. You know, we talked about our friends from Norway coming to put on this dinner, and I understand they were sold out last Friday, and they're already sold out for this Friday. They're literally trying to print more tickets and find corners in the Sons of Norway to put people. So you know how good it is. So we're going to have a grand old time on that. I see we have a call that came in during the break, too. Todd, you want to roll out on this?
Mr. Hennen.
Yeah,
since this TR white elephant / boondoggle is such a great thing, how much to the Hennen family wealth are you and Maria going to be contributing to it?
How do you get your voice like that with that dripping kind of Mr. Hennen? I mean, the tone is as negative as anything. First of all, you use the term wealth loosely, I would say, to the caller. Do you use the, you know, want us to contribute our wealth to it? Yeah, well, the wealth to the extent it exists is all in microphones and things that related to the broadcast business. But you had a good point on this during the break, Kevin. What was your take on Larry's point that, well, you why don't you contribute your money to it?
Well, I will if I want to, or I won't if I don't want to, because it's private sector money. I donate my time. I donate some money to various good causes. You have the same choices to do or not to donate to this particular venture.
And is everybody forgetting about how much private sector money we're talking about being
Thank
a part
you.
Of this?
Thank yes. you, Todd. Thank you.
It's not coming from taxes.
$100 million is what's leveraged from the $50 million that comes from the legacy fund. Okay? Now set that aside. Set the money aside for a second, that there's that kind of support. And by the way, the private sector money is not coming unless there is a contribution and, a more importantly, recognition of the project and the magnitude from the state.
Don't you think anytime you can triple your money, you make the investment?
That's not a bluff. Here's what I really want people to just set aside the money, because you can come back to that. It is important, but set it aside for a moment. Look at the project. Look at what it would do. If you take just the average attendance every year, which is right around, I think last year, 83,000 for the musical. Okay. And then you take, okay, how much additional traffic will come to Medora? What percentage of them generally go to the musical? You have enough money just from the additional tickets to the musical to relieve a lot of the fundraising pressure that is put on Medora every year because of the magnitude of this project. So, think about the magnitude of it. Ask yourself the last time every living president was in the United States to recognize a new project. Doesn't happen. Think about the fact we have the only national park named after a president, and we're talking about putting his presidential museum and library at the entrance of that park, which the Department of Interior is, until the Trump administration, wouldn't have done that on a bet. So that's why we have this window of opportunity that we need to realize to take advantage of this. So it makes good sense. That's my view, and I certainly welcome yours, including Cranky Larry. Larry, just have a Snickers. You're crying a lot.
You're not you, Larry.
You need a Snickers.
you know how you get.
Yeah. Stephen in Mercer, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I'm curious about lawyers and the Safety Council Good Samaritan rules. If I save your life using gloves to keep a human safe when breeding cattle, but it's not FDA approved, can I be sued? The lawyers having fun with that kind of malarkey?
I'm not sure how that relates to the Safety Council.
I sent a picture, yes.
CPR.
First aid. I just recently took it, the one that you're advertising, and they talked about the Good Samaritan law. I sent the picture to you and Todd yesterday of the gloves I acquired.
Okay.
Most med kits come with medium. Most adult males need extra large. I got breeding gloves that go up to your shoulder, but they're not FDA approved. Will a lawyer sue me even though I saved your life?
This seriously, I do, but I just think of all the things that we have to worry about today, that wouldn't be real high on my list.
The lawyers about the bill you're talking about yesterday and lawyers having fun, that's my connection point.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm a little slow. So I
was picking it up.
Oh, you're having the connection?
I'm really slow, so.
Look, don't get me going on lawyers, you know.
That's where I'm going with that. If I save your life, but I'm not using FDA-approved procedures, will a lawyer sue me even though you're alive?
Yeah. I would say no. being an OM,
I think that depends on the lawyer, doesn't it? Yeah, if you live, you're good.
It might, but I wouldn't worry about it.
It should depend on the lawyer.
I would save the life, but it's a fair question. And thank you for raising the connection again on this bill today, because I do believe that it's fair to say that the reason that there are lawyers advocating against Senate Bill 2344 for your House members today is because they see a great opportunity at neighbor-to-neighbor lawsuits. It's revenue generation for them. It's business development. No doubt about it. Kristen Hannaford, let's get you in quick. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think is our legacy for North Dakota?
What is our legacy for North Dakota? Wow, that's probably a whole show right
and
there.
And isn't that why we have a fund?
No, it's a simple question. I'm just wondering what you think is our legacy as a state.
I would say the people, the work ethic. Hang on, we can finish this on the other side of the break, Chris. Don't go away. More after this, and what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, it's Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused workdays, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni is a slam dunk. A deliciously supreme is a game winner. And you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department out with a look at the economy through the final 3 months of last year, showing the economy did slow, GDP growing at 2.2% in the fourth quarter, down from the third quarter's 3.4% growth. It leaves GDP for all of 2018 at 2.9%. In another economic report, weekly jobless claims are down a bit again, 5,000 fewer last week than the week before.
President Trump says in an interview that he wants the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA warrants, the FBI used to investigate his campaign to be released.
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release.
Trump telling Hannity on Fox News he wants to get to the bottom of how the entire Russia collusion story ever got started. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at McKinsey Mineral Management. They're the team behind Mineral Tracker. It's a family-owned and operated business based in Watford City, a couple of wicked smart petroleum engineers that have come up with a revolutionary idea. It really is nothing short of amazing. You can manage your own minerals with the right tools, and that's what Mineral Tracker is. Affordable, professional solution to ensure you're getting paid correctly. Take control of your asset. Go to MineralTracker.com today. There's a free trial for the $99.95 per month option, which is really good. And there's also now a free service as well. Call them if you need any help getting all set up. 833-842-2924. Jeff and the team will help you get all signed up. You can also email info@mineraltracker.com or just go to mineraltracker.com and get started. All right, so we are covering a lot of ground today on the program. We're covering things that are happening in our state. And I do have a one-minute clip pulled out from Jeb Williams from North Dakota Game and Fish related to that question we had yesterday. So we'll get that in here in a little bit. I think we've run through on the library and also on Senate Bill 2344. In a moment, we're going to talk about your future with the University of Mary. That's important. Next hour, we're going to talk about our country. Our country, the border, this debate over whether President Trump ought to fight or flight when it comes to looking back on what happened with the Mueller investigation. We're also going to cover our health today on the program because we want to talk about the best approach forward going forward for health care. All right. And then our national security with our National Guard friends coming up in a little bit. Chris Berg will be here. We got a lot of ground to cover. Let's finish with Chris and Hannaford before we chat with our friends at the University of Mary. So your question to me was, what is our legacy as a state? And I quickly came up with our people and, you know, the work ethic, the integrity, the, you know, just the pioneer spirit when you think about North Dakota being settled and, you know, where they came from, what they built. That would be, to me, our legacy.
Yeah, our foundation of our character.
Yeah.
And I would say if we're gonna believe that, and I say we do as a state, then I'm wondering why we put our education at the bottom of the list, which is teaching and speaking truth into our young people's lives. And you know what? As far as money we give to students, guess which state is number two on the list for money they give to students?
Number two as in
per pupil.
Number two as in good, high up the most, or number two as in the worst?
The state that pays the second highest state for paying per pupil fees paid to kids for going to school.
Is it North Dakota? I know that the, what's the word I'm looking for? The trust fund that is set aside has a ridiculous amount of money in it, and if you take that per pupil and what that kicks off, we do invest a lot in our kids. I know that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so Wyoming is number two, and we are second to last. And right now, Don Vigasaw, who's the chairman of the Education Board for the state, is proposing we move ourselves up to second on the list again for this year. They froze it the last 3 years, and actually, if you look back the last 30 years, we have always been 49th on the list. And Wyoming has always been up in the higher, upper two, top five. It's interesting that Wyoming believes and puts their money where their mouth is as far as giving money to our speaking truth and education into our young people's lives, but North Dakota doesn't care at all, especially with a Republican-led legislature. It's kind of
I would just take exception with North Dakota doesn't care at all and putting it on the legislature. I mean, I don't know the particular ranking you're talking about, but as I told you, I just heard not long ago, because we were debating making sure it was getting the funds it was due from the legislature for the school resource trust fund. Is that what it's called? I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, and, you know, the amount of money there and what it kicks off puts us at a level that's, you know, way up on the list. So I think what we need is a sort of apples-to-apples comparison on the numbers that are given. I assume you're going to the point where you'd like to see some money from the legacy fund into education. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. We need to pay more per pupil like Wyoming is and not be 49th on the list and let all the other states be ahead of us.
All right. Well, I know there's proposals for that, a lot of proposals out there for the Legacy Fund. You've given me an idea for two things. One, on education, where are we? What are the total dollars? How do we spend it? There is a group of folks who are education proponents who are, like you, Chris, passionate for more being done for students, who think every problem is solved with money. I don't. I think you can pour a lot of money at something and not have it do any good. I don't think, you know, I'd like to see teachers paid more, for instance, to the extent that it can be handled without spiking property taxes, and especially good teachers paid more, merit pay, you know, so things like that. I think reward the good ones, maybe incentivize the others to move up the pack. There's some things that can be done, but I don't think we just say, well, more money and we'll be the greatest education on the planet. I don't think that's at all. But you raised an issue, and that is about education. So two follow-ups on there. One, just on education funding. And then two on, other uses for the legacy fund, because we talked about the library. But there are many suggestions on how best to use the earnings from that fund. Nobody wants to spend the principal, the earnings. But on the education topic, we are pleased to be joined today by Deb Balzer-Plageman, who is the Assistant Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of Mary. Deb, how are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Now, no pressure for you, but I've been telling people that today is the day that could change their life if they listen very closely to what Deb had to say.
If they listen very closely, we have a summer start date of May 6th for both our online and our evening education programs at both the undergraduate, graduate, and even our certificate programs.
So if I decide to say, okay, I'm doing this, May 6th, I'm going to start, give me an example where you see somebody changing their life. What kinds of things have happened with the worldwide programs the University of Mary has?
We have some amazing stories of students who have completely changed careers. They might be doing something that is just okay in their life, but they feel a calling to do something else. And so maybe they look at one of our Masters of Science in Counseling programs or our education programs. We have lots of students who are currently in the workforce and have a need to either internally or from their supervisors have a need to move up in a location or within the position for a career advancement. And so those folks are completing their MBAs, their project management master's programs, or oftentimes completing their undergraduate degree because they didn't have a chance to do that earlier in their life.
Yeah, and those, I mean, my wheels are turning already with all of those things. I mean, it just gives you that, it gives you, you know, options, gives you freedom, whether it's in the job you're in or whether it's a different job altogether. Talk about the flexibility, how you guys just do this in such a nimble fashion. That's what I love about the University of Mary more than anything, that, you know, multiple locations, online. I mean, there's just a lot of options. Talk a little bit about that.
You bet. Every one of our degrees is offered completely 100% online. But we also have locations throughout the state of North Dakota, as well as Kansas City. So the North Dakota locations would include Watford City, Grand Forks, Bismarck, of course, being home, but we also have two locations in Bismarck and then Fargo, which is where I'm currently located. And I'm sorry, I said Kansas City. I meant Fort Riley, Kansas. And then we also have our Arizona campus. So if you are unable to do something online or if you'd like to even blend a program of doing something online and on site, we do offer evening courses at those locations throughout the state. And that's something that just works marvelously for that adult student. They can add to their plate, but they can keep their job. They can keep their lives as spouses and as parents, maybe doing some volunteer work, and then they can add to their plate of completing that degree and gaining exposure within their company and moving forward with their degree completion plans as well as movement within their companies.
You know, I did this a number of years ago. After saying forever, I don't have time. There's no way I could fit that in. And, you know, talking to my wife about it, she said, you clearly want to do this, so just do it. Just, you know, go to the classroom, do, you know, a night a week. And I loved it. I loved it. I also learned that, you know, you have a way of saying, okay, what were your life experiences, Scott, as a general manager of a radio station and the things you've done since you left school? And I had credits from just life experience, right? And right. And also prior education that have happened. So you make that work too, right?
We do make that work. So we will do an evaluation of any college transcripts for free, both at the undergraduate and graduate level. We do offer test out programs for students who are coming to us with all kinds of knowledge in a particular subject matter. If they pass a test, they'll get college credits for that through either a CLEP or a DSST program. We also offer prior learning experience, and which is maybe what you did, Scott, of thinking about anything and everything you've done as an adult in your workday life and how does that apply back to an academic curricula. Do you find that, you know, a course title that you think, oh, yeah, I know that information. We can look at a syllabi and we can figure out how your life experiences fit in with those learning outcomes of a particular class. And you can then create a project to get experience or get that prior learning assessment credit.
Just look into this. I mean, there's no pressure. They're not going to pressure you. They're going to tell you the options. I was just like thrilled when I found that out. Okay, all this stuff I've been doing, there's credit there. So then you say, what's left? And then you say, what do I want to do? And all of a sudden, you know, you've got a degree from the University of Mary, and your life changes. So it's really neat. 701-355-8030 is a number you can call to get more information. 701-355-8030. You can go to umary.edu. And if you mentioned you heard this on What's on Your Mind, the application fee is waived. So there literally is no obligation, no cost, no obligation whatsoever, and doesn't cost you a penny to apply and check it out. So I really encourage people to do it because that date we've talked about for some time is coming up May 6th, about a month away. So good time to do it. 701-355-8030. Deb, thanks so much for telling us a little bit about how our lives can change with the help of the University of Mary. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
Deb Balzer-Plagerman, Assistant Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of Mary. You Mary Worldwide. Unbelievable organization, folks. They really are. Let me squeeze Gary and Hazen here before the break. Gary, what's on your mind?
Is there a fee to attend or to visit the presidential libraries?
Yes, I think so. I'm trying to remember. I know the Bush 143 there is. Does the Reagan one have one? I can't remember. I think so, though. I mean, I think there are actually fees. Yep, absolutely.
The library in Medora, that's going to be inside the park. So you have to pay to get inside the park, and then you would have to pay to get into the library. Is that
I don't know the answer to that. I know it's at the entrance of the park, so I'm guessing they'd probably have options where you can do park and library, museum, or just, you know, one or the other. But it's at the entrance, so I'm guessing it wouldn't say, you know, you go past the gate, then you're in kind of deal. I don't know the answer. I don't even know if they figured all that out yet.
Thank you.
You bet, Gary. Appreciate the call very much. Somebody texted on the library as well. Let's see here. I'm for the library if the tax dollars generated from it would be applied to a fund to offset property taxes. I tell you, property taxes is something we need to worry about right now. No doubt about that. Interesting idea. More
here's what's
this.
In the news. At the University of North Dakota, they're one of the top 25 most innovative universities. President Mark Kennedy.
The criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn and Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Senator Kevin Cramer tomorrow on the program for the full hour talk radio town hall, working on a couple of guests on the border issue from the White House. What else do we have? Chris Christie, who's written the book Let Me Finish. I love the title of that book. Let me finish. Got him scheduled for...
That sounds like a book written by a guy.
Yeah, doesn't it? When is he next week, I guess? No, a week from Monday. Let me finish. So he's on the calendar. We always welcome what you want to hear about, too. We've had some great examples today, the education thing, others. So welcome that, as always. Can't do a show like this without our fine sponsors, and one of those is the Patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Who's out there a real light on liberty every day, just putting up that old glory and allowing people to show the colors and stand for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I smell a little spring in the air. So you're going to be you're going to be putting up some flagpoles darn soon, right?
Oh, holy smokes, Scott! It's starting to get exciting, you know, to have the sun and the snow is melting and it's getting warm, and it's like, well, now all my words, we need to put action to all those words, and we've got so much happiness and so much good plans coming. It's just exciting. I've got a lot of news coming up. Scott, you were talking about American exceptionalism today, and I only caught a piece of it, and I don't really know the theme of the discussion, but, you know, let us all remember that before America, the populations of the world were always subject to a king or to some kind of tyrant or somebody always telling the population, this is what you're going to do, this is how you're going to do it. And the majority of the population, they're always just basically surviving. And it wasn't until America come along and the few understood that if we're going to establish a country, we need to create a government that serves the people, because the people were endowed by a creator to pursue their dream as individuals. Now that is the foundation for American exceptionalism. And, you know, it's not about equal outcomes. It's about equal opportunities. And that's what our flag stands for. And I just encourage everybody to teach their children true history and not let all of the shiny objects floating around draw your attention away from our founding.
And I would inject that, you know, one way to start that conversation is by saying, you know what? We're going to get a flag. You know, this family's having a flag. We're going to do this. Farmstead's going to have a flag. This ranch, we're going to have a flag. And start that conversation with your kids, because you couldn't be any more right. And I think it's something we just take for granted. You know, I gave a speech Friday down in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. This just came to me in the middle of the thing. I said, okay, how old's America, right? Let's say 300-400 years. You know, the wonderful dream, the experiment with the Declaration of Independence and all that. So, you know, we're good. But, you know, 500 years ago, 600 years ago, the vast majority of the United States as we now know it was Bush. It was Bush. And look at it now. And look what's come out of the ground. Look at the progress from, you know, Bush and, you know, no railroads, no highways, no cars, no buggies, nothing to what it is now. It's mind-boggling. And it is not an accident in any way, shape, or form. There's no way to explain what's happened here in the United States of America, but we take that for granted way too often. You know,
well, we are. People are, you know, beating down the fences and climbing under, and they're all trying to get here because they're not all trying to leave, Scott. They're all trying to come.
Exactly. Right. Now,
for that.
Now, if somebody says, okay, I agree with you, Hannah, and I agree with you, we need a flag, we need to start that conversation about American exceptionalism. Give me an idea of, you know, to do the flagpole right. And have that something that's going to be there and stand the test of time, as you know, you build nothing but the best American-made products, flags, all accessories, everything else. What kind of range are we talking of bucks to get one up?
Well, what is included in that, Scott, is we arrive at your home or your business, and we dig a hole, but we fill it with concrete, and we put a nice finish on top, and we have a place. It's more about just the flag and the flagpole. It's the display. It's applying the right flagpole for your setting. Okay, so basically, $850 is a starting point for a 15-foot flagpole with a nice base. And then sometimes we haul dirt to somewhere convenient on your property. Sometimes we have to haul it away and go find a place to put that dirt. And we have equipment, and we have. When we leave, we don't leave your yard a mess. If we have to, we put plywood down over your grass. But then it goes right on up. And, you know, we're looking, we're just special thanks to Steffes Insurance Agency and Schwann GMC. You know, they're going, looking at an 80-foot flagpole. And so it's 15 to 80.
It doesn't surprise me. Steve Schwann must be signing the check. He's just saying, we got to do it. We got to do it right. We got to do it right. Does that surprise you, Todd, that Steve would say, let's do it?
Absolutely not. I mean, no. He's great American right there.
Yeah.
That veterans dinner that he does every year, fantastic.
Yeah. That's fabulous. So kudos to everybody that's doing that. And I want you to call Jim today and make sure you're on that list next week that he's talking about standing for the greatest country on the face of the earth. 701-571-FLAG, American-made and proud of it, ND. flagpoleguy.com is the website, ndflagpoleguy.com. You should go there once a day just to get a little warm and fuzzy. It's a great website, and you can see Old Glory, and then you can use that until you get yours up. ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
God bless you. God bless America.
Amen. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.